AJ's duct taped to a chair.
Everyone's like staring at me. Okay, well, everybody just getting out of there. I'm good, thanks. I took a ride up and
down. I'm good.
Hey, John Stewart.
Hey.
Welcome. How you doing?
Has anybody seen my duct tape?
We borrowed it. I hope that's okay.
As long as it's being done to torture someone needlessly.
You'll be very happy then.
That's what we always say.
Yeah. So AJ, the partner of the show, is duct taped to a chair, and he's down in our lobby now. He's conference in with us, so if you hear any strange sounds, that's AJ. And he's had to go number two since like 6:30.
Well, you know what can take care of that? A little duct tape.
Yeah. Duct tape right in the right spot.
Exactly.
You know what the best part was? This lady comes up and goes, "Were you the guy on the third floor?" I'm like, "No, was somebody else tied to a chair?"
Right.
Yeah, there's two of us running around.
Right. Hey, John, when you play at the Chevrolet Theater,
yeah,
if you'd like to roll AJ out on the chair, we'd be happy to volunteer him for that.
It's so interesting that you bring that up. That's usually my closing bit.
Is it really?
For every show on the road.
Yeah.
AJ and I have worked together for years.
You just roll them out there.
I remember back in the day we used to use masking tape.
You know, it'd be funny though if you rolled them out at the end of your show and just left them there. People wouldn't get up. I wonder how long they'd stay there thinking, okay, the act is still going on.
Something's got to happen.
Right.
Something spectacular must happen here.
And they would just stay there for hours. You'd be already home. You'd be sleeping. The whole audience would still be there waiting for something to happen.
I got to tell you, I think I've got a better idea. Why don't I just roll them out at the beginning of the show? I don't even have to start.
Yeah.
It's got to be coming out pretty soon.
Yeah. When is this going to start?
How many people are in this building? Is this an enormous office building?
Four floors.
So basically, everybody at this point is just walking by going, "Hey, AJ."
Or ignoring them like they don't see him.
Yeah, how do you walk by a guy who's duct taped to a chair and right, act like you don't see him? You know? Half of the people are acting like he's not even there. Like, "I don't even see this. I'm not making eye contact with you." And the other half are saying, "Hey, how you doing?"
So this is not a big self-esteem booster for AJ.
No, no.
I didn't think so.
No, not at all. Hey, when you're on stage at the Chevrolet, are you going to play your French horn at all or no?
You know, I never actually played the French horn.
No?
No, I threw a bunch of crap on my resume just to kid around. I think there's all kinds of stuff on there that I've never done.
So this kind of stuff comes up all the time, and you've never played the French horn?
Yeah, no, people always say, like, you know, "I read it in your resume, you play the French horn." I was like, "I think I might have made that up."
You know what's the worst thing? Like, if aliens ever invade New York and they're like, "We must have French horn player or we will kill planet Earth," they're going to be like, "John Stewart can save us." Give him a French horn.
It'll be like that Seinfeld episode when George Costanza is the marine biologist and the whale's getting up on the beach and they look for a marine biologist. Right. He just goes right out there, reaches in.
Right.
Unplugs the hole.